The role of a non-descending rear inflow jet and squall line longevity put forth by Wiseman may not adequately explain the longevity of some severe squall lines and environments exhibiting low values of 0 to 3 kilometer shear. Other numerical experiments provide evidence that adding shear and a layer above the lowest few kilometers in such a way to yield low gust front relative storm motion may allow squall lines to persist longer than predicted by the shear cold pool balance theory. In addition, strong synoptic scale mid-level winds may boost the initiation time and strength of the rear inflow jet. An example would be a cold season prefrontal squall line in the warm sector of a surface extratropical cyclone. A paper by Evans and Doswell in 2001 observed numerous cases of derechos without high values of either shear or buoyancy. They did notice a relationship between longevity, mean steering layer winds, and low-level storm relative inflow. The latter relationship is likely due to the fact that derechos move quickly. In addition, strong rear inflow jets may be the result of dynamics beyond that of balancing anvil-level buoyancy with cold pool strength. For example, small amounts of CAPE are sufficient to vertically mix strong synoptic scale mid-level winds down to the surface, yielding a strong rear inflow jet-like structure. Therefore, it is important not to only look for high values of low-level shear, but also for the existence of strong deep layer shear and strong convective steering layer flow. As is often the case, the parameter space in which long-lived multi-cell squall lines are observed is often much larger than simulations suggest. So the rear inflow jet influences the longevity of MCSs, but there are several other very important environmental and storm scale features that modulate how long an MCS will survive, as well as how severe the MCS will be.